morelikeradio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Now, I usually am all for a good sense of humor.
But I was drained of blood, so I was really angry.
Spelled with a U, because Australian, remember, okay. From Australia.
You really got to stuff it up because the wallabies really start congregating.
One time I had a black mamba in there.
His name was Neil.
Oysters, Australian for tampons.
However,
yeah, are Australian tampons really big like Foster's cans? They have to fucking jam them.
Of course they are.
Our women are much sluttier. They get stretched out. I don't know how to do that. That was Irish.
Our accents are starting to turn
that
Irish.
That was Irish.
Let's stop with the accents. Let's quit.
We're not good with accents.
Terrible at it. However, when
Crikey, you got yourself a lot of them.
Well, John is, but we're not.
John's really good. John, do all of our accents for us.
Okay.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right
no,
now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And, like,
It says men shouldn't fondle other men bunghole.
Ah! Hippo juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number calling is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter or Facebook until some new trend comes along. Today is August 12th, 2015. It's 7:07 p.m. near Geno Smith's jaw. So if you're near that area, you know what time it is. Joined as always by Marie, don't call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
Never.
We have Sparkle Baby's joining us. Hi.
Hello.
Yes, Sean Running Waters is back. After he went out, he went to go find a spirit animal. He found it. It turned out to just be a gay guy. So whatever. But welcome, Sean.
Cecil the Lion is my spirit animal.
You know a gay guy named Cecil?
Be a great drag name.
You're right. Cecil the Lion would be a really good drag name. John the Laser Santeri, not sure what's up with him. Maybe he's dead.
Dead. Totally dead.
Joel Dutch Van Wingerden.
Joel.
Dutch Van Wingerden.
Joel.
Dutch.
Van Wingerden.
Dutch.
Oh, maybe Joel. He's taking one of his alcoholic shits.
He Dutch. Doesn't know he's on mute.
Van Wingerden.
He has
is
no
he
idea.
We
he
can say
I see him. He's like, I see him trying to talk, but it's not working, and he's panicking.
Oh, he's panicking.
He's You're fucking panicking. Up so bad. You're
oh,
fucking up
no.
so bad.
He's flipping me
he
off
hears
right
us.
Now. Dutch, you know what, Dutch? Just do the sign language for the hearing impaired for the show on the top box. That way, no, that's just your middle finger. That's not a sign. I meant like, you know, real. That's your middle finger on your other hand.
He's so angry right now.
He's so mad right now. It's hilarious.
He has a shiny new camera that makes him look awesome, but it fucks up his audio.
This fucking thing.
Oh, there you are.
There he is.
You want to try again, Royce?
Nah, I don't want to hear a stupid song.
Joel Dutch Van Wingerden.
Oh, fuck. Never, never, ever, ever felt so
low. When you gonna take me out of this. Remember All Saints? Never, ever, ever, ever felt so
no?
No. No.
You remember this in the 90s?
No, just
no.
you.
You went, okay. You officially went too deep.
Stop flicking the camera off.
This was a huge hit.
Was
I think.
It?
Hold on. What year does this come out? Let's see.
Yeah, stop flipping off the camera with your weird.
Yeah,
like,
this is 90s, baby.
With your weird square shaped Dutch hands.
It's that's weird because normally at least one of you guys gets it.
No, nope, not today. This
not then. Oh, okay, just me. Check them out. All Saints, all girl.
I'm not
going to
check it out. It was in the 90s.
Yeah, it's 90s.
No, I don't want to.
There's
do
no
that.
Point.
Well, the album it's on right now, it says remember the 90s.
There's no point to checking them out now. It's done.
Well, welcome to the show.
90s.
Anyways.
I don't like it.
I hate it.
I don't
it.
Like you.
Sounds very 90s, though.
I don't like you either.
It's working out great.
It sounds like
everything's
an alternative.
Back to normal.
Sounds like an alternative for TLC.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. This new fucking thing. Every time
we go live, it just shuts all my mic off.
Well,
mics, everything.
Probably knows you're not going to say anything worth listening to.
There it is. And Sean is back.
It's trying to help.
It's trying
Jesus,
to
Jesus, bro.
He has a lot of pent-up aggression.
He's getting
a month. I'm sorry.
It's going to say whatever happened to Cecil the spirit animal. Was it the spirit animal being a cunt?
No, that nigga's dead.
Oh, okay.
Much like Michael Brown, he is still dead.
Oh,
I did enjoy whoever posted, congratulations, Michael Brown, 1 year crime free. That was very funny.
Aww.
It was mean,
no,
but it was very funny.
Too soon.
No, it's been exactly a year.
I thought that picture was the guy from
The Blind Side.
Yeah.
I sent it to Jesse and she's all like, I don't get it. And I was like, well, that's the guy they killed in Ferguson. He looks at the guy from The Blind Side. I go, good job, racist. That's just great. That's awesome. Although he does kind of look like the guy from The Blind Side.
Wait a minute.
And his name's Michael.
Yeah.
Did Robin Williams commit suicide right after?
Right around the same time. Yeah. Around the same week. Yeah.
Oh, that was a bad week.
It's not a good week.
It was a terrible
Someone
week.
Someone else dies coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure there's plenty.
No, there was somebody else. That
somebody who mattered?
Yeah.
Right.
Someone that we were really sad about. We'll figure it out later.
So, see, what do we...
Phyllis Diller.
Phyllis... No. Well, Joan Rivers? Didn't she
Maybe.
Die?
Maybe.
Not too long. That was like 6 months ago.
Really?
Mm,
I think so.
Feels longer.
Yeah. It's kind of
I didn't know Robin Williams has been dead a year already. That's fucking crazy.
There were apparently billboards in New York City about it, just to remind you for some reason.
Yeah, just in case.
I guess to tell yourself not to commit suicide... Although, who would want to live in a world without Robin Williams?
I mean, the guy, the other guy who did the genie's voice in Aladdin 2.
I guess
he gets him.
I don't know. I don't feel like the world's gotten better with him gone.
See, Phyllis Diller died in August 20th, 2012.
Okay, there it is.
Who's that?
Who's that?
don't worry about it.
You have the first story, Marie?
I have plenty of stories. I don't know if it's the first one.
Story time.
But Yahoo News is telling me that North Korea's vice premier has been executed.
Yes, he has. You read the reason why.
Oh, okay. There's a reason.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't think
fucking
they
fucking goats.
I didn't think they had to have a reason.
No, I don't think they do.
Well, I'll read on.
Okay.
North Korea's vice premier. Now, what is a vice premier?
I
the
think
second
it's
premier.
Okay. Cho Yong Gon.
Stop looking at me, Dutch.
That
Wait,
can't be his real name.
Hold on.
That's racist.
Hold on. His name is Cho Yong-gon?
Yeah, Cho Yong-gon. That's
Yong-gon.
His real name.
Yeah. Yong-gon.
Somebody named Yong-gon has been killed.
Yes.
So that's not right. Well, he's been executed for voicing...
Spider McGee has a theory. He goes, did he get executed because he refused to get a bowl haircut? Is that the reason?
It could be.
Okay, because...
It might have been the straw.
That was the reason.
That's the fucking haircut that Kate had from...
Yes.
From Lost in the Ant-Man movie.
Yes.
Fucking Evangeline Lilly.
Evangeline Lilly.
Yeah, she had fucking a Kim Jong-il haircut.
Yeah, she did.
Ew.
In Ant-Man.
So it was
awful.
Hot.
No, it was awful.
She's still hot.
She's still hot, but that haircut has
got
to go.
Her haircut was terrible.
She needed some help. Anyways.
I got a screener, Sean.
Cho Yong-gon has been executed.
Ant-Man, I've seen Ant-Man.
It was good, right?
It was fantastic.
Yeah, okay. We talked about it yesterday. That was awesome. Anyway, sorry,
Marie. Talked about
Someone
it yesterday.
Died.
Yeah. No, Cho Yong-gon has been executed for voicing frustration at the policies of leader Kim Jong-un, South Korea's Yonhap news agency said Wednesday.
That's the only news agency I would listen to, actually.
Yonhap?
Yep.
Citing anonymous source.
Oh, that's my favorite kind of source.
Yep.
Shoot, it's the only source they can have out of North Korea.
It's
anonymous.
A good point. What other source? It's not someone's going to say their name.
Yeah. Because
then you'll be the next news story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cho, who took the job in June 2014. Oh, he'd only been in office like a year.
But that's one of those things, like, you know, in the movies when the bad guy kills a second in command and points to another guy, goes, no, you're number two. You don't want to be the next guy. You know, you don't want to be because you know you're going to be dead.
It's true.
Just always
I always thought
yes.
They were calling me a piece of poop.
Yeah, also that.
Well, he was executed by firing squad in May after voicing opposition to.
How come no one's ever executed with like water guns or something fun?
Because how would that happen?
I don't know. It would be fun, though, like a pool party.
Like waterboarding?
Yeah, like waterboarding, but with a super soaker.
Well, his disagreement with the policies was about... hold on. I already lost my place.
Doing good so far.
I know.
Crazy for firecrackers.
After voicing opposition to forestry policies.
That's a good reason.
Forestry.
Kill him.
Yeah,
dead.
I know. You are so dead.
Kill him.
So dead.
Forestry policies?
Uh-huh. It's quite controversial. You don't want to be on the opposing side of our forestry policies.
Yeah, Western Echo's got a good point. No one ever paid attention to The Empire Strikes Back. Exactly. You have to fucking... It's the point. You don't want to be the next dude. You're fucked.
Cho was last seen in the North State media last December at the death anniversary of late leader Kim Jong-il, South Korea's unification ministry.
You know why they called him that, right? Because his rhymes were so ill.
I know.
He was a great freestyler.
He was sick.
Not many people know that. He went one-on-one with Eminem once.
I know.
Yep.
I was there.
Really?
Firsthand.
That's really weird.
Saw it. I was in the back like, oh!
You know why that's weird? Because I just made it up, so it would be weird that you were there.
Oh, but I made it up too.
Okay, cool.
Seo was closely monitoring the possibility of any changes.
Say what?
Seo.
Okay.
Seo? Seo? Seoul?
Seoul.
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 Got it.
There are too many fucking vowels in
what?
That. Say what?
Seoul.
Seoul. Was monitoring the possibility of any changes in Cho's circumstances.
These names.
What?
I fucking feel like I'm playing a Japanese RPG. I feel like I'm playing Shemju or something.
Cho's death, if confirmed, would be the second reported this year. Defense Minister Hun Young
Guns. Because all their names, Hun Young Guns.
Hun Young Boy.
Hun Young Boy. Is that him?
What? Yes.
From some young guy.
From some young guy, actually. Uh-huh. Any other stereotypes that are out there? Hey, I can pull up a list of ethnic slurs again.
My favorite meme now that we've been posting on each other's Facebook walls is the damn son.
The kid's name is really damn son.
Damn son.
But his face he's making also looks like he's saying, damn son. Sorry, go ahead.
He's dead still? The defense minister, the other guy that has been killed, was said to have been executed in April by anti-aircraft fire for insubordination and dozing off during formal military rallies.
Hold on. They killed him with
a good way to die.
Anti-aircraft rounds? Do you know how big those things are?
No.
That's awesome.
That'll shred you.
How big are they?
Like, I don't know. The artillery, I mean, I don't know exactly.
How big
are
they?
Did they fire in the air like, you know, like this clay pigeon kind of thing for target practice? Or did they actually shoot them on the ground? Because that shit will leave like a crater.
I don't know. But it says such a violent method of execution has been cited in various unconfirmed reports as being reserved for senior officials who the leadership wished to make examples
of. Wow. So they really just, I mean, they kill you for realsies.
Uh-huh.
Apparate you.
Yeah.
The North has not officially confirmed Hun's execution, reported in May by Seoul's intelligence agency, but announced his replacement, Pak Yong-sik, in July. Pak Yong-sik?
Come on. These aren't real names.
They are.
Pak Yong-dik.
The South spy agency also claimed in May that Kim had executed dozens of officials, including his own uncle, since taking power after the death of his father in December 2011.
I think he killed his uncle because he fell asleep during one of his things or something, if I remember correctly. They just killed a guy. They're doing good. They're doing really, really good, though. They're fucking killing it.
This is fine.
They're doing amazing over there.
Mm-hmm. I really think that they're making some vast improvements over there.
I don't think you understand what vast improvement
really
means.
Just bang up job.
All right.
Couldn't agree more with policies. Keep it up.
Science teacher.
Nope.
Loses 60 pounds by a McDonald's only diet.
That is some bullshit.
Does he have some sort of magic potion that he's putting onto his Big Macs?
This aids. This experiment saved my life. Teacher munches McDonald's every day for 6 months and drops 60 pounds.
What part of the menu, though?
Well.
All of it?
Let's read on, guys. Here, how about, I think I have a video. Oh, it's 20 minutes. Fuck that. I'll read it. An Iowa high school teacher dropped an incredible 60 pounds by only eating McDonald's at each meal for 6 months. John Sinsa chowed down on burgers and fries as he went from 280 pounds to 220 in just 180 days as part of a classroom experiment. In all those previous years, my nickname with my buddies was Snack Bar. You know what they
Gross.
Call me? You know what they call me now?
You know,
Snack Bar Junior. Well, that just means you have unoriginal friends.
They're from Iowa. What do you expect?
Corn dog.
The 56-year-old who teaches at Colo Nesco High School in a tiny Colo, Iowa, agreed to take part in the experiment for three students in his sophomore science class, according to whatever. Three of the kids were going to college in the medical field. He said. I had an idea. Hey, how would you like to prove or disprove the hypothesis? Is it possible for a person to become better off eating nothing but McDonald's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 90 days?
No.
Sisna asked the students to plan his daily meals with the condition that he could not eat more than 2,000 calories a day. and had to stay within the FDA's recommended daily allowance for fat, sugar, protein, carbohydrates, and other nutrients.
Okay, well, if he only has to eat 2,000 calories a day, that's the daily recommended amount of calories.
Yeah, like a half a burger and like one small fry is all he was eating.
A local McDonald's franchise agreed to provide the meals, and students came up with 56 different meal combinations, but always included a small order of fries with every meal, with every evening meal. One of the reasons I selected McDonald's was because of the big diversity in food. What?
What's the diversity?
What? Diversity.
As compared to what? Has he ever been in a Cheesecake Factory? The menu's a book.
Compared to a vending machine, it's diverse.
I guess in Iowa, there's not a lot of choices.
Remember in the 90 days, the kids were able to put together 56 different combinations of food. I never felt like I was eating the same thing every day, with the exception of the French fries, and I love French fries anyway. To aid the experiment, Cisna also began walking 45 minutes a day. Well,
they're not adding. Yeah, well,
I mean, you weren't doing that before.
And you're only eating 2,000 calories. Like, that's what, even if it is shit food, you're really cutting down on your daily intake. Yeah. So that alone. I agree with Buddy McGee said, because every day he went home and thought about what he ate and puked. I was going to say, is the guy bulimic?
I mean,
that's cheating.
I mean, that is cheating.
This is why I get frustrated with the I ate blah, blah, blah levels of blah, blah, blah McDonald's and either gained or lost weight, is because it's like any kind of false statistics or math. You can fudge numbers one way or another to your benefit or to your detriment. You can either, just by the rules that you set, you can obviously gain or lose weight at any establishment in any point in time of your life, because you may add exercise, you may not exercise, you may ask for supersize, you may ask for salads. It's completely arbitrary. It's all you're proving is that by watching what you eat, you can either overeat or undereat.
The experiment was initially planned for 90 days, but after he lost 37 pounds and lowered his cholesterol
that is some bullshit.
He lowered his cholesterol from 249 to 170.
Plus, what was he doing before?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Like, how much of a fat ass was he before that he lost weight when he just ate McDonald's?
He said, I want people to know this is nothing more than an experiment. I'm not pushing McDonald's. I'm not pushing fast food. I'm pushing talking about accountability and making the right choices individually.
He hates Morgan Spurlock.
Apparently,
that's what his entire thing is about. He just wanted to prove Morgan Spurlock wrong.
But anyone could prove him wrong or right. That's the thing. It's so completely arbitrary.
Me, all I know is I look at a McDonald's and I'll gain 5 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, and once again, McDonald's, we always talk about it, but at least for
it's fries are so good.
Yeah, well, I know.
Except for 10 minutes later.
Yeah, no, you're only
mine's always the next day.
Ew.
Ugh.
That happened today.
No, you didn't eat them,
right? I shat like 8 times because I ate there yesterday.
God.
I'll fuck you up, man.
Don't do that. You're an adult now. You don't have to do that.
I know.
He chooses to.
I make my own choices.
I'm an adult. What's a good side for bacon?
More bacon.
Hold on. What is this about? Alabama senator launches a GoFundMe for states 250.
God damn it.
Hold on. Alabama senator launches GoFundMe for state's $250 million debt.
Yikes. What the hell are they spending money on there?
I mean,
there's nothing there.
We know it's not keeping people from fucking their cousins.
That's true.
Or dental work.
Alabama's budget is a mess.
Safety for horses.
Apparently, there is a legislation pending in the state to move money from the state's education trust fund to the general fund budget.
Oh, okay. That makes sense, because I bet the football coach at University of Alabama makes more money than their government.
No, I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, absolutely. But you know what it is? We always make fun of these GoFundMe. Everybody does it. You know what it is? Alabama state government?
Go fund Alabama. No.
Know what taxes are?
Would you like to know?
Why don't you just let Texas absorb them and we'll replace them with Puerto Rico on the stars?
Now listen.
And wild pigs.
Now, you know how much they've made in 5 days from the $300 million they were looking for?
How much?
$1,120.
Because no one wants to support a state for fucking up their own budget.
Yep.
Well, they can't math.
They can't math good.
It's super hard after you've had a big meal.
Common Core decimated our brains.
We damn good at football, though.
The page asks Alabamians to fund the Alabama state government. Its description reads...
Oh, yes.
The state of Alabama is experiencing tight financial times and needs your help. Legislators are debating possible financial solutions, but are finding that raising taxes are not wanted by the citizens of Alabama. Well,
sorry, no shit.
Rather than have the government come after your hard-earned money, you can now send an amount that fits your budget, even request where your money be used. You can determine what functions of the government are a priority.
But they're still
going
to tax. I mean, that'd be one thing if they just took all taxes away and then said, do that. But
taxes are still mandatory. But you can also give money in other forms because help.
Like pussy.
But right.
Ladies, come on down.
I mean, they could try, instead of having the toughest laws on marijuana, do what Colorado did and make money. But nobody,
love my new roads.
But
everything in this state, dude, it's awesome.
But Chris Christie's going to take it all away once he becomes president.
Yep.
He can't do that. I don't know if he understands how presidency works. But
yeah, he does. He gets it.
No, he's going to take it away.
It works like an Italian sub, right?
He's going to punish your state for being financially stable. Because fuck you.
That's your fault. How dare you? How fucking dare you?
I laughed when I heard that. I was like, does he not know that he doesn't have the power to do that?
Colorado could probably buy out the rest of the states by the time he gets elected.
Yeah. By that time, yeah.
They're like, fuck you. We do what we want.
Yeah, we're our own thing now. We're District 1.
We're seceding from the Union.
The capital.
We're the United States of fuck your mom. Leave us alone.
Yeah.
We do what we want here.
Really? You're going to send the National Guard after us?
Yeah.
Wait.
On top of that, Colorado is the healthiest state in the country. I read an article yesterday about it.
Colorado is just...
Fuck?
It's coming up Millhouse all over the place.
All over. You guys are Millhousing hard over there.
Is Colorado the state that has that like backup situation for the president if a nuclear thing strikes?
No, that's Cheyenne. That's Cheyenne Mountains. That is in Colorado. Yeah, you're right. That is.
So, I mean, we might as well just move the capital over to Colorado.
You guys are the backup capital. That is true.
Well, in the event of a nuclear holocaust, the first place they would hit is this town because NORAD
What happened to a good old-fashioned Jewish holocaust? Not that's going to be all fucking nuclear. Like, what's happening, man?
I don't know if I would start with good old-fashioned.
No, I mean, I'm not saying you
Royce,
good. Okay, see,
nobody wants.
You took that the wrong
Royce,
way.
Vintage. Nobody wants to do the same thing twice.
You're right. Good point. You don't do fucking hipsters.
Colorado is a bunch of hipsters.
Yeah.
Anyways.
There's a lot out here.
Yeah, I don't think it's working for Alabama.
I don't think it's twerking.
No. Maybe they should stop, you know, as she said over there, stop funding the local sports teams and actually do something about it.
Speaking of which, like, I just saw a picture the other day of a guy who's an Auburn fan. He just had this big old bumper sticker that says Nick Saban is gay. It was so really simple.
That's a classic.
Old school insults are rule.
That's a fucking classic.
Gay.
Indeed.
Apparently,
butthead the other day. That was fun.
I don't really watch NASCAR because fucking I think it's dumb, but I was reading something where a bunch of NASCAR fans strictly hate Jeff Gordon because they think he's gay.
He's too pretty.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, for real. Like,
he's
they
not
hate
that
him.
Pretty, but he's too pretty
for NASCAR. He's too pretty to be driving a car around in a circle.
He doesn't
I get
have,
it.
Like, a dip in his mouth and, like, the handlebar
mustache.
You sound
like he's gay.
Well, then, what?
Dad?
But is Danica Patrick acceptable?
Yeah, because she's a girl.
She's a girl.
But she's driving a man's thing, so wouldn't she be a lesbian?
If she had short hair, she probably would be.
Oh, because she doesn't look like a lesbian. Right.
Exactly.
Fine.
She doesn't look like she coaches a softball team.
What did Dana Tosh call her? Like a bow-legged half a six or
exactly.
something?
Exactly. Yeah, it's like, yeah, okay, you're hot compared to every other fucking driver.
Yeah.
I mean, give yourself a break here.
I guess Jeff Gordon looks a little clean-cut, but I wouldn't say he looks gay.
No.
Jeff Foxworthy, I guess, had a bit about... The reason why people hate him is because he actually enunciates.
That's
when he talks. And he's like, you know, NASCAR fans don't want to hear that. They want to hear this guy. And then he just launches in this impression of some hillbilly.
Boomhauer.
Driver. Yeah, Boomhauer type of thing.
Do you suffer from foot orgasm syndrome?
What is foot? That?
Oh, really?
Is that where you get cramps?
In 2013, research identified a woman who 5 or 6 times a day would experience spontaneous orgasms originating in her left foot.
What?
They called their condition, straightforwardly enough, foot orgasm syndrome, FOS.
I don't understand. Please explain.
Now they're searching for others like her. Sorry, my foot fell asleep.
Is that an actual orgasm sound?
Yeah.
That is, yeah.
Awful.
You just, remember that one?
Yeah,
it was like this thing of, it was like this black dude banging some white chick, and they're both ugly. And he just starts screaming where the girl starts laughing. Like, he literally, yeah, it was awesome.
At his blog, Sex and Psychology, social psychologist Justin Lindmiller writes on FOS and Mrs. A, who first sought treatment for her unwanted foot-borne orgasms because she found them to be embarrassing and experienced anxiety over when the next one might happen.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. What if you just started having orgasms for no reason?
It would be fun, I think.
I have heard the cases where people will just get them randomly, but... in your foot?
I still don't understand.
In studying her case, doctors learned that Mrs. A suffered from a serious infection a few years back and was hospitalized for several weeks. During her recovery, she complained about a strange sensation, tingling, burning feelings in her left foot. However, it wasn't until after doctors tried to treat the unusual sensations with various drugs, including, doesn't matter, she began experiencing a foot orgasm.
It doesn't matter.
What the doctors think happened in her health problems caused degeneration in the nerves of her left foot. And that subsequent nerve regeneration combined with the effects of some drugs she was taking may have created some kind of mix-up in nerve signaling. It's also worth noting that the nerves from the foot enter the spinal cord very close to where the genital nerves enter, which may partially account for why we see connections between orgasms and feet generally. Oh, that's why people like their fucking... Hell yeah, suck toes.
Science, bitches.
The doctors suspect that the close proximity of the nerves facilitated a mix-up and led information from the left foot to be misinterpreted by the brain as being solely information originating from the vagina.
So was she... was her foot sending signals that told her brain to have her clit have an orgasm? Or was she experiencing something in the foot that she... described as akin to an orgasm.
It's just terrible Avengers power.
It's not helpful.
Orgasm foot? Like, what do you do with that?
I don't know.
Keep
maybe
rubbing it.
Maybe it's like...
keep rubbing it.
I guess it's like her spidey sense.
If I was her, that's a good point. I would just fucking get off on going to a foot massage place.
Yeah, imagine? Go get a pedicure and just tear it up in that chair.
But is it
then the Korean ladies will really be talking shit.
But is it one of those uncontrollable things, like those like guys and women that have orgasms every 2 seconds where it becomes painful because it happens too often?
I don't know if it's... I mean, I don't know. She's not saying... based on that hypothesis.
That would be fun.
Mr. A's doctor, led by Dutch neuroscientist Marcel D. Walgenor, reported it was decided to perform...
wait, what was his name?
Martin D. Walgenor. Reported it was decided to
perform... Waldinger?
Reported it was decided to...
Marcel Waldinger.
Do not start. I'll do my hipster character, and then I won't pronounce any vowels, and y'all be fucked. It was decided to perform...
Marcel D.
Waldinger.
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 Please was do your character.
No, I'm not. It was decided to perform anesthesia on her left side, S1 dorsal. I don't care. Talk about her fucking orgasms.
I believe it, though, because I stabbed myself in the leg when I was like 12.
Why?
Right inside of my knee.
Why?
He didn't want to live anymore, but he was also confused.
Kid, I was playing around with a knife, and I was like kind of throwing it up, and I just stabbed myself.
Are not paralyzed.
But it's still to this day, like, where I think I hit a cluster. I know I hit a cluster nerve because the doctor told me that when I touch the top part of my left knee, I feel it like to the right. I don't feel it where I touch it.
To the right, to the right, you know, like, to the right.
Does it give you a boner?
No, it doesn't give me a boner, but I understand the whole thing of like when you have some kind of like either in disease or surgery or whatever, that nerves can get, you know, flip flopped around. So
now, wait a minute, Dutch. Which is the side of your body that you don't hear as well?
My left.
Your left side is all fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
So who wants to see Mitch sent me this? Like,
which one of my ears, I guess, would be a better one for you?
Nobody.
Good point. Who wants to see?
Me.
Okay. Well, can I at least say what I'm going to say first?
I changed my mind. No.
Okay. Well, then I guess we don't have to.
Next story. I don't like this one.
I haven't even.
I just didn't like the way you set it up.
I'm still confused about the footgasm.
Yeah,
footgasm is a better name. That is a much better name than foot orgasm syndrome.
Duh.
Yeah.
And also a fucking great name for a fucking band.
I mean, unless you wanted to give it an acronym, in which it would be FOSS.
I would call it Clit-to.
Ew, that sounds gross.
What? You don't like clit-to?
No.
I'm just diddling my clit-to.
How about hatchet foot?
Well, that doesn't even make sense.
Now,
where's the orgasm part coming
from? I'm running for parliament. This is the fucking greatest campaign video I've ever seen.
Wait,
actually, can you pause real quick? Because if we're going to be doing this, I need another beer.
Go get a beer.
Oh. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Now, before you say greatest video ever, please remember that...
Dutch is an alcoholic.
Oh, we know.
The Santorum one?
I never forget.
Let's remember that.
Join the fight.
Also remember Rick Santorum.
I love that song.
It's a really good song. We should play that while Dutch gets his beer.
You know what? I'll put some hold music for Dutch to get back.
But then remember that Limber Butt McCubbins is the cat running for presidency 2015. Hashtag meow is the time.
Meow is the time, guys.
That's right. We are supporting him.
Meow is... I was going to play this hold music until you got back.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
I love this song.
Okay. I'm running for parliament. Here we go.
Why? You're American.
No, this
What's
video.
What's Parliament?
Is this in Canada?
Hey, I'm Wyatt.
Now, first off...
It's really low.
I'm going to turn it up. It starts with this guy flying on a giant goose.
Okay.
Okay?
Do we have Parliament?
It was a good question. Is this Canadian Parliament?
Canada.
Canadian Parliament.
You'll know immediately it's Canada.
Hence why he's on a goose.
Here you go.
Hey, I'm Wyatt Scott, and I'm running for Parliament for the new riding of Mission Matsqui, Fraser Canyon.
Now he pulled the sword out.
Yes. I'm an independent candidate.
He jumped
and
down.
I'm here to fight for Canada.
he killed the dragon. He killed the dragon.
University is too damn expensive.
University caught a transsexual.
Like healthcare and social programs.
Gave daps to an alien.
Not cut. The indigenous people aren't even protected by their own government. Change is coming.
Was
to
that
Canada,
Mexican?
And I'm here to lead that charge. Are you ready for the shift?
He grew a beard.
My name's Wyatt Scott, and I'm running for Parliament!
Now he fought a robot with laser eyes. Wyatt Scott for Parliament.
This just said...
I want to fucking get Canadian citizenship just to vote for him.
That just said a president.
Yeah.
That is going to be the new campaign style. For our generation.
Don't get me wrong. I love this. I'm not going to say I hate this. This is great.
I hate this.
But
I'm still voting for Rick Santorum because he's our man.
Is he still running?
Rick Santorum doesn't ride a goose.
Or slay a dragon.
Or slay a dragon. Or have laser vision.
Or fist bump an alien.
By the way, if you want to look this video up, podcasters, just look. All you got to search is I'm running for Parliament! !
And this isn't a bit. Like,
no.
He's not a comedian trying to do something funny.
No.
Read the comments.
Sure. Thank you for all your posters. Okay, that was him. That beard must stay and grow further if you want my vote. Parliament is corrupt due to insufficient beard population. A vote for beard is a vote for truth.
Oh, that's so Canadian.
I see where this is going.
Then this guy did a Skyrim shout at him. He goes, Fosro Canada.
Is that French?
No, it's from Skyrim. Because he killed the dragon. I live in the U.S. How can I vote for him? Everyone donate one can of maple syrup a day so we can have him as president of the world. And because maple syrup is the fuel we use for our global peacekeeping lasers.
Of course.
Perfect.
Come to London. I'd vote for you. I wish I could
can
vote
go
for
back
you.
To those global peacekeeping lasers?
Global peacekeeping lasers? Is something that every presidential candidate right now in the U.S. lacks.
Sean, are you backing global peacekeeping lasers?
Are those tasers?
I know that the Justice League has one on the Watchtower.
They do.
And it kind of backfired on them because Lex Luthor was able to hack into their security systems and fire it at a Cadmus research facility.
It's very specific.
So you're saying it's good?
No.
It's
and
bad?
And then very later on in the same episode, Wonder Woman beat the shit out of Black Canary, Huntress,
Whoa!
Hawkgirl all at the same time.
African-American Canary.
Canada sounds like it's having a lot of trouble.
So while one was going, meanwhile, the other thing was happening?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
You just set him up.
It took me a while to pull it up because you said Justice League and I started scrambling.
You're right, Dutch. And you know what?
My God, I have a button just for this. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And for that perfectly timed button, I give you this, Dutch. Game on.
Son of a bitch. See what you did, Sean?
I didn't do this. You did this with your
buddy.
Sean loves Rick Santorum.
No, I don't.
Hope for our nation.
These girls are really cute, though.
Absolutely.
It's a well-made video.
Any other songs? Who are these bitches?
Hey, Dutch, turn your send down a little, just a tiny bit.
Am I loud?
Just a tiny bit.
Stop yelling.
Yelling all the time?
Gosh.
Well, you should have told me earlier.
Nah.
You'd rather just have me blare?
No, you're okay.
I'd rather yell at you about it later.
Yeah, it's easier. It's more efficient that way.
That's how I do.
The first time y'all showed me that video, that song, I had it stuck in my head all day the next day. I was singing it to myself.
All day. Stuck in your head.
How do you think we felt when he first discovered
it? I can do this all day, man.
Yeah, I got it all day, man.
I can do this all day. I don't even have to think about it.
That's awesome.
That was your fault.
Keep going.
All day.
Yeah, I got it all day,
I do this all day, Winston.
Hey, how long can you do this for?
I can do this all day.
Yeah, I got it all day, too. Yes,
I Winston!
Why are you yelling at me?
I'll do this all day. I'll do it all day, Winston.
Can we make a country music song for Donald Trump?
I don't see why not.
Can you play
the
guitar?
I mean, they're all racist to begin with, right?
So. Yeah, so that's great. Maybe we get Johnny Rebel to do it. That guy loves racist songs.
Well, I mean, John knows how to play the bass.
Yeah, so we'll just make a song with only a bass. It'll be great.
It's an instrument.
It'll be kind of jazzy.
Yeah.
Ooh, funky.
Yeah. Maybe Trump. Get him a stand-up bass.
I can play the piano. Between the two of us, I'm sure we could figure something out.
I can play, like, the tambourine. And that's about it.
But that's not really...
Or a triangle. Ooh, that would be good.
Oh, yeah, a triangle.
Totally good. So, I guess on the vein of keeping on politics, Australia's prime minister shuts down same-sex marriage hope.
I thought they already had gay marriage.
No, those were kangaroos. You confused them.
Was it Ireland?
Ireland is the one.
Correct.
Yes, correct.
I really thought Australia already had it, though.
No, no.
Canada does.
Really?
Canada's had it for a while.
Of course.
Canada's had it for like 15 years.
They're fucking hipsters up there. They had it before it was cool.
Yeah, but I'd get gay married in Toronto, not so much Montreal.
Yeah, I heard my Dr. B. By the way, you know how we told you the Dr. B story?
You got gay married?
Well... close.
Congratulations, buddy.
Remember I told you the Dr. B story, we were hanging out with him last week, and the one thing I forgot to tell you, and I remember today, and it's the beautiful part of hanging out with him. Now, Dutch, you know, because he did it on the show. Dr. B is the whitest guy you'll ever see, but he is such a good freestyle rapper. Remember, Dutch, you had him freestyle for like 2 minutes?
Right.
He is really good. So we were sitting down at that bar at this pub, and this drunk guy, just fucking hammered guy, walks up and for no reason starts like fucking, you know, trying to make, you know, because trying to
spitting off the dome,
fucking freestyling, and Brett's sitting there going, "What are you sitting behind me for?"
And has anyone ever been rapped to at a bar before? I have not. It's very weird.
I look at the guy and I go, "You made a big mistake, buddy." Brett sits there wearing his, you know, nice button-up shirt, dressed all white, you know, Mr. Doctor sitting there. He fucking bust out a 2-minute freestyle. It's fucking amazing. The guy,
you think just pull out your phone?
No, dude, it's one of those things where you. I was so. I forgot. I was so just
captivated,
dude,
in the moment.
You don't understand.
He can't talk right now. He's so excited.
No, it was.
It was amazing.
Breathe in.
No,
breathe out.
You don't get it. This guy.
It was beautiful.
Wearing like a.
It was a work of art.
Yeah, wearing like a
Shakespeare
Miami Heat jersey with his fucking little pencil beard, you know, pat sideways.
Oh, it was like a b-boy kind of thing.
Yeah, and he was like, yeah. And then Brett fucking annihilated him. The guy looked at him and goes,
"Oh boy.
Oh boy."
And he tried to rap with him, but he was just going at about a third the pace as what Brett was doing.
The guy left. He looked left embarrassed because even his girlfriend was standing.
His friend, I was going to say his girlfriend watched him get destroyed.
His girlfriend
they
was
were
behind
like,
him.
Let's just go to the next bar.
Let's go to the next
Let's
bar.
Just go.
Let's try again.
Just go
somewhere else.
So he just fucking mic dropped
next time, honey.
Yeah.
How random. I have never
Paulus, man,
been.
If you would let me go, keep going, I would have taken.
No, you would not have.
Has
I was
anyone
just getting geared up, and then he ended it.
Has anyone ever tried to rap battle you, Dutch?
No, it has never happened to me.
Never.
And the reason you know it was in pre-made.
Now, dance battle, whole other story. I dominate.
Of course.
And the way
I'm 88-0.
And the way I know it wasn't a pre-made rap or anything, like he was like rapping about stuff around him, you know, like you could tell it was right, you know, making it up on the spot. And I was like, mm-hmm. This guy must feel like such an asshole that white Brett here is sitting here and just destroyed him wearing his button-up collared shirt. It was very funny.
Oh, you know what? Hold on. Mm. Now, sorry, you asked me, have I ever done the whole rap thing? I remember when I was in college, I used to get high with a couple of the basketball players, all black dudes, and like for whatever reason they liked me. I don't know why, because they all just basically hung out with each other and me, and they were like, we were either getting hammered or whatever, and they were like blaring some of the rap stuff, and it was like just instrumental, and they start like going back and forth, and I'm like, I got nothing. So I just started like spitting lyrics to an OC Supertones song that like kind of is like a rap ska.
Right.
And I knew that these black guys would have no idea who that band was. So I start like just going off on that and they're just like, "Oh shit, son." Like
that's fucking funny.
That felt good.
And you know one of them one day happened to hear that song and remembered it and goes, that motherfucker. I gave him black daps, which is way cooler than white daps. And now you're street level. You don't do that, Dutch.
Yeah.
I
was
just
sitting
there like later. They're just like, dude, we didn't know you could kick it like that, man. That's good. And I was just like, hey, it happens when I'm high. I could never do it right now.
Yeah, or ever again. So never ask
or
me
ever
again.
Again. So please don't ever do
this. Let's never.
You're fucking liar.
Anyway, gay marriage, Australia. Sorry.
Gay sex marriage.
It's not happening.
Aww. Why? What
marriage equality in Australia has been thwarted yet again.
Can you do this whole thing in an Australian accent, please?
No.
No, I cannot. No. Did you hear the previously on where
Irish.
I tried to do it?
Come on,
we always go back to Irish.
You're so close. Come on, try it again.
I couldn't.
Go for it. You were so close.
I couldn't. I mean,
we're
John.
Not going to let the queers get fucked in the ass again.
I mean, if you want to read it.
No, that wasn't. No.
It was close,
close enough.
It kind of sounded
at least
a little.
I attempted it.
It's a little New Zealandish. It kind of sounded like the Flight of the Conchords.
It's the same.
It's not the same.
It's
that's
not
like
the same.
That's like saying,
Dude.
That was more of a Louisiana accent.
No, it's
not
like saying
Alabama.
Scottish.
They're right next to each other.
It's like saying Scottish versus Irish. We can tell the difference.
Totally.
You big shithead. Sorry, go ahead.
So everything has to go up at the end.
Yes.
Whatever you say has to sound like a
question.
That's
right. Yeah, that is something to do.
Yeah.
I really don't want to.
Okay.
So why doesn't he want gay kangaroos to get married?
I want to know what Australian Greta Van Susteren sounds like.
I want to know what love is, but we're not going to get it, are we?
I want you to show me.
I want to know.
Australia's Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, has denied party members the chance to have a... Are you done?
No, you're funny.
All right.
Australia's, so lightning quick. That's the beauty of that.
Australia's Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, has denied party members
Sorry.
A chance to have a conscience vote for legislating same-sex marriage after a marathon closed-door debate. On Tuesday evening, Abbott's Liberal Coalition government...
Koala Nation. Because it's Australia.
Is that like Congress?
But run by koalas. It's so cute. It's adorable.
They're really sleepy, though. It doesn't get a lot done.
No, there's shit everywhere. There's koala shit everywhere.
That's they did vote in a lot of eucalyptus trees, though. It's pretty much all they did. They voted in a large majority, 66-33, against a free vote where politicians are allowed to vote on the views rather than an official party line. The decision followed a bill to legalize same-sex marriage being formally tabled in Parliament on Monday by Liberal MP Warren Inscht. There's only one vowel. It's weird.
How's it spelled?
Fuck vowels.
E-N-S-T-C-H.
Inched.
Anyways, he then pushed the issue in a Liberal Party meeting Tuesday morning, which culminated in the 5.5-hour meeting where politicians made their cases for and against the issue. Now, I want to know what love is.
Australia, show me.
As long as there are no gays.
That's not bad.
I got it. Butt stuff annoys me. I can't freestyle, but I could sing Foreigner.
Fuck yeah. Oh my god, have we picked a new Foreigner song?
Yes.
Did we finally move on to Double Vision?
This is the new Double Vision. I want to know what love is. And you
I
have,
don't like it.
And this video is terrible. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I remember watching them perform this live, and the girlfriend I had at the time, I remember, like, calling her and holding the phone up because she told me to do that because I was her favorite song by them.
Aw, that's so nice.
You might as well just have held a boombox over your head outside of her bedroom window.
Well, I even said, I'm like, you don't want me to... you don't want me to do that? Like, it's going to sound shitty through the phone. She's like, no, I love that song. Just please. And I was like, all right.
Were you just, like, in your car and it came on the radio?
No.
That'd be even better.
I was at the concert.
Oh, God, that would be even better.
Dutch, did you sing to her?
Do I sing?
Did you?
No.
You want to now? I want to know what love is.
I know there's a delay and it doesn't sound good, but.
Try it anyways.
I want you to show me.
Sounds
no,
great.
You're not delayed at all, actually.
No, it's
weird.
Good.
Because I'm singing ahead because I know there's a quarter second.
Good call. Wow, look at professional Dutch
over
there.
Whoa. Have you mentally made up for Skype delays?
Yep.
I try.
He's a he's a Terminator. He's a fucking, he put the memory chip in backwards and went into learning mode and just figured it out. That's so, that's a deep Terminator reference. I'm sorry.
I'm so sad gay Australians can't get married. I feel like they would be
I mean, we weren't allowed to until recently.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm so
like a couple months ago.
We as the gay, yeah.
I thought we were a trendsetter.
I thought Australians were like...
Europe's way ahead of
fucking trendsetter my ass. Fucking countries have been getting gay married way before us.
I know, but I thought Australia would like pick up on it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe after a while, but I don't know. I don't really know if they even...
They're not very progressive down there. The age of consent is 12.
It is. It is. It really is. And to become an Australian citizen... Yeah, and actually, if you want to become an Australian citizen, you have to work a year on a farm for free.
Yeah,
and
it's hard as fuck to become a citizen.
You can become one.
That's kind of like slavish.
Yeah, I know. But they're a continent, so what do you want?
It's all they know.
Yeah.
Ugh. Jeez.
How weird is that? Like, your entire country's history is, England had full jails, and this is how we started.
I think that's kind of how Miami started.
Pretty much, except with Cubans. So it worked out great.
Or Haitians.
Tomato, tomato.
Asians?
Haitians.
Okay, sorry.
Blasians?
No. Asians would be San Francisco.
Mm. Ugh. Oh.
What are you, what? I want to be part of the solution, not part of the problem? Aww. Fucking San Francisco. Let's see. What do you want to go next?
Are you on drugs?
I mean, yeah, but that has nothing to do with it.
Okay.
Well, ABC News is saying that the feds say California DMV employees traded cash for licenses.
No shit.
I'm surprised a DMV anything.
That's how you get a license, right? You give the guy money and he just gives you a license?
Well, yeah, if you want the age that isn't yours on it.
That's even better.
As many as 100 commercial truck drivers paid up to $5,000 each to bribe State Department of Motor Vehicle employees for illegal California licenses.
So, like, the driver's license or, like, the thing on the back?
Driver's license. Okay.
The CDL licenses.
Yeah.
Oh. Up to 23 traffic accidents could be related to the fraud, said officials, though there were no fatalities.
Well, that's good.
Well, that's because they had blood mode off on Mortal Kombat.
It's not very fun.
It's not fun that way, guys.
Emma Clem, a 45-year-old Salinas DMV employee.
Salinas.
DMV employee and trucking school owner Coal Winder
and Marmalade enthusiast
Dosanjh Singh, 58, of Turlock, both pleaded guilty Tuesday to conspiracy.
I don't know what planet that is.
Turlock dinosaur hunter?
Turlock.
Oh, no, you're thinking of Turok.
Oh.
That was where that prairie N-word was shooting dinosaurs. Anyways, I learned that yesterday. That's Native American.
These two DMV employees pleaded guilty Tuesday to conspiracy to commit bribery and identity fraud. It's in this news article that I'm reading right now.
Yeah, but
and that's proof.
But it's probably the Onion. What news site is that?
ABC News.
Already been chewed. More like
liberal media.
Yeah, the fucking liberal media poking their head again into what doesn't concern them.
I'm sure it was fact checked.
Okay.
Doubtful.
Mm-hmm. Two other DMV employees in Salinas and Sacramento and two other Central Valley trucking school operators have been arrested on similar charges. Court records say that the employees changed computer records to falsely show that drivers had passed written and behind the wheel tests after they were bribed by the owners of three truck driving schools between June 2011 and March 2015.
You mean the Department of Motor Vehicles system is not foolproof?
Wait, in California, there's corruption in government agencies?
Nuh-uh. Prove it. One time that's ever happened ever.
Your guys' upward inflections are leading me to believe that you don't believe this.
Or we're Australian.
You're not Australian.
You're not Australian.
Individuals who use their positions to obtain commercial driver's licenses for unskilled and untested drivers jeopardize our nation's security and safety. Allowing...
Oh, no.
That's like the mildest offense.
It's true.
Driving. My grandma shouldn't be driving, but she is.
I think a lot of people's grandmas shouldn't be driving, but they are.
Why would anyone need to bribe somebody for a license to drive a truck?
Well,
so
I mean,
they can make money and be a trucker.
Oh no, but no. But I mean, why wouldn't you take the test? I think is what she's saying.
Smuggling drugs.
Like, how often do you own a truck without the license to drive it?
I think, well, to get a CDL license, it is a little expensive, and you have to go through like rigorous testing to make sure that you can do it. And if these guys are just like, I don't want to fucking just here, here's $100.
Just let me do that. $5,000 upwards of $5,000.
I wouldn't want to be driving a truck that large without knowing what I'm doing. I would be scared shitless.
Yeah, those things are just rolling death machines.
I get scared driving in fog.
Yeah, I get scared when I'm driving and listen to Fog Hat too. It's too trippy for me. Okay, I misheard. I apologize. I didn't hear what you said. But I mean,
What, you don't like Fog Hat, Marie? You too good for Fog Hat?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not. Most people are. I'm not. I don't know, but I'm sure this goes on in every. I know for a fact in South Florida it happens all the fucking time, but it's not commercial truck driver licenses. It's them giving licenses to people that don't know how to drive that just came here from Cuba. Happens all the fucking time.
Or what about the taxi drivers that barely speak English but can still drive taxis?
And those are fucking insane people, by the way.
You want me to turn left?
Yeah, you know.
Ooh, I was reading on, and the article also claims that the attorney for the Indian sounding person that I couldn't pronounce said that his client is a good family man who recognizes that he erred when he took shortcuts to help members of the Indian community who had trouble passing the tests.
Wait. Wawa Indian or dot dot Indian?
Dot dot.
Okay.
7-Eleven.
I got it. Fair enough.
Casino or 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
And they only accept 5 years in prison.
Well, that's not bad.
5 years in prison is not good either.
No, it's not good. But, I mean, you're putting a whole lot of people on the road that didn't know how to drive a semi.
Yeah, that's
most people who get licenses. Like, there was no business for me getting my license when I did. Right. I blew two stop signs, and I was speeding. I was driving without my shoes on because I was nervous because I had flip-flops on. But my instructor fell asleep 2 minutes into the drive, and
did you
he
say
woke
you
up
blew
when we got back.
A point two?
No, I blew stop signs.
Oh, I thought you blew a point two.
But yeah, dude, like my instructor fell asleep when I got my license, and when we finally pulled back up to the thing, I was like, "Hey," and he's like, "Oh, it was very good," and he just passed me.
Oh my
I was like,
gosh,
what?
That's
insane,
fucking hilarious.
And you didn't bother to wake him up and be like, "Hey, pay attention, stupid."
No, because I figured if I got back, that might happen, and it did.
My lady that rode with me, she couldn't fit in the car with the seatbelt on.
Oh, great big fat person?
She was massive. She could barely fit in the car and shut the door. She couldn't get the seatbelt under her. She was so big. And then I'm nervous. I'm
is
like,
she a great big fat person?
Yes.
Yes, she was.
Yes. She was massive.
Well, I know for a fact that everyone at the DMV is motivated to be on their best looking, you know, styles, because that's how you meet all the hotties.
That place terrifies me.
It's sad. It's
well,
sad.
Well, yeah, you're going
weird.
To a DMV in Polk County. It would terrify me, too.
I go to the Plant City one.
Even still?
No, for some reason, that one's better.
Well, because it's just farmers.
Yeah, it's just farmers.
We are farmers.
Not those farmers.
No.
The strawberry pickers.
Sorry, we went super local. Plant City is where all strawberries are grown ever.
Literally every strawberry.
Like, if you eat a strawberry, it's probably from Plant City, Florida.
And tomatoes. Lots of tomatoes.
Just lots of plant. They just named the city Plant.
Hey, what should we name this town?
What?
I don't know.
The one with all the plants in it?
It's called Plant City.
It's called Plant City.
Fine. It's fine.
Plant Shitty.
This is fine.
Yeah.
Just call it Plants.
It really is bad. It's like one gas station in the two gas stations in the entire fucking town.
Yep.
That's where they got the flat tire, actually.
Which one?
The one where the Mexicans
give
the guy $5.
Wait, there's Mexicans in Plant City?
Oh, that's
Course there's Mexicans. Who picks the strawberries?
Mexicans?
Well, yeah, Mexicans, but what was that? Why did you just do that to me? Stop it. Stop it. I'm not ready for break.
That's what happened.
Why did you do... All right, I guess we're on break.
Hey, you.
Yeah,
yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, Change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
MoreLikeRadio.com, a new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Best selling show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Yeah! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the deep beat.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Live Radio!
The Cousin Joe Show.
We should do the penis monologues.
I could do that.
I think you did.
There was an actual play, the vagina monologues.
That's what I mean. Like,
yeah, but he's saying like what they do in the play.
Yeah. I guess it's just them talking about what it's like to have a vagina.
Oh, now I'm curious.
My vagina's angry.
It's from the official version.
Shit.
Wow.
It's pissed off.
There's some passion there.
And probably
my vagina is furious.
Dennis wrote some dialogue for me. If you don't mind me testing out my acting skills
read
real quick,
it.
I'm just going to read some dialogue Dennis wrote.
Wait, do we have like some bongos to play? Thank you.
Cock. My cock. Do you want to? Do you want to see my cock? Look at it. Marvel at it. Here's my Netflix password.
Tune into the Cousin Joe Show live, Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Now deep beat, cause the V is so deep. An interesting show, it won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want, the best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front. Deep beat, bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and C-Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. Ask me what's my favorite podcast, I'd say Deep Beat. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune into the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and Ski Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's Deep V. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? Deep V Podcast.
Deep V.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in Deep V.
Deep V, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge cum.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
You know, at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
Well, name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Birdie.
And to the Italians?
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy.
Okay. To the Mexicans?
Hey, man.
Spain? Singapore?
Oh. Amazing.
Australia?
Crocodile Dundalk. No.
A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slide off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
What are horse fights? That I've never heard of that.
What it is you have one beautiful, strong, thoroughbred horse against another horse of equal caliber.
Mm-hmm.
They get up on their haunches, they put on the gloves, and they punch each other till they dead.
These are horse fights to the death?
When a horse put all his weight and power behind that punch, one punch gonna take you right to
the
death.
That's gonna snap a neck. Horses, they have elongated necks. Yeah. Not everybody knows this.
They have faces that are long, too.
Long faces.
We've seen horses. Okay. We've seen pictures of them.
You got a head start.
So how many dead horses are on your consciences?
I don't know. We weren't keeping track. We were just having fun.
That's right.
So you have a lot of fun when you do this?
That is the number one rule of horse fighting.
Mm-hmm.
The number one rule, the way we start every fight is we say,
you gotta laugh.
You gotta laugh. So, now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome two horses that are gonna punch to the death.
Why are you saying you gotta laugh? What are you laughing at?
When you are surrounded by so many dead horses, you gotta laugh.
You gotta understand, these horses, they're like our own sons.
That's right.
And five of them are guaranteed to die.
Before breakfast.
So, when you're surrounded with that kind of sadness,
that much horse
you gotta laugh.
Just because you gotta laugh.
Second hour Hippo Juice Show. Number to call is 954-573-2780 to get in contact with the show. You could always be listening live every Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m. MoreLikeRadio.com live if you're
always
listening via podcast. What do we want to hop into second hour?
I don't know. Your asshole?
Okay, I guess. If that's don't know if that's an option or
pass.
The hateful,
lube it up.
Well, let's do this one first. Thousands of people have to watch the leaked Fallout 4 footage on Pornhub.
The what?
Fallout 4.
Fallout 4. What is that?
I don't know. What is it? Explain it.
It's a video game.
Oh.
What's a video game?
Fallout 3 was one of the best games ever made of all time.
Is that like Fallout Boy?
Nothing like it. Fallout 4, they apparently, last week, some lucky Gamescom attendees got a chance to view the Fallout 4 footage behind closed doors. Many gaming websites have reported on it. The new Fallout footage is not a mystery. The thing is, Bethesda had actually released this footage for the world to see, and not that this stopped fans from finding a creative way to sneaky way of viewing it anyway. Yesterday, the Fallout Hive went into a frenzy as footage from the Gamescom presentation started leaking online. If you were fast enough, you could have watched a trailer on YouTube. After writing this, though, most of the popular YouTube destinations are dead links. In response, fans turned to other means for sharing the footage, such as file hosting sites. These, too, sometimes got hosed or overloaded with requests to watch the footage. And also, Fallout fans have turned more unorthodox video hosting services like Pornhub. To those who said Fallout 4 footage title Hidden Cam shows audience teased by Big Butt Man in Tights Live, the 7-minute-long video showcases off-camera footage of the Fallout 4. Hilariously, it's tagged under the categories like Big Ass, POV, Homemade, and anyone who goes to porn sites knows exactly what those tags are. The singular comment on the video reads, "Came all over my monitor."
I'll do that all the time.
I'll be frank.
Yeah, because if you try and post that kind of stuff on YouTube, I'm sure that the gaming company were like searching it and flagging it and making YouTube take it down, right?
Yep. I'll be frank. The footage looks like garbage. The recording was clearly taken incognito, which means that he will beat up another football player and call him gay. And this has not deterred people from getting excited about the footage.
I got it.
Thank you, Dutch. Right now, the footage has been watched by almost 34,000 people on this source alone. I'm going to wait for it comes out. But
watch it twice.
Have you seen it, Sean? No. I haven't seen it yet. I was just curious if you've seen it.
I don't know what
we're
talking about.
The Fallout,
I'm assuming.
Fallout 4 footage was leaked to Pornhub.
Is it porny? Like a porn video game?
Or, no, it's not at all. It's the only
place. It's just because since it's a leak that they would put
it.
They're hiding it amongst pornography.
Right.
Yeah, because usually Pornhub doesn't give a shit. It's like the Wild West of posting videos. So you can put anything you want up there.
I hear amazing segue.
I hear there's some internets out west.
Amazing segue. Speaking of the Wild West, Tarantino's new trailer came out today for his new movie.
The Wild Wild West?
The Hateful Eight.
Oh.
It's 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 20 seconds long. Shall we play it?
Sure.
All right, let's do it.
Ooh, starting off good. I like
Weinstein.
That sound. Ooh, looking good so far. Horses. Nice. Of course.
Got room for one more.
Sam Jackson, motherfucker.
They call him the hangman.
Who is that?
When the handbill says dead or alive,
Kurt Russell.
Let's just shoot you in the back, come up on top of a perch somewhere, and bring you in dead over a saddle. But when John Roof, the hangman, catches you, you hang.
Get in, boys!
Walton Goggins, motherfucker.
This here is Daisy Domergue. She's wanted dead or alive for murder. When that sun comes out, I'm taking this woman to hang. Is there anybody here committed to stopping me from doing that?
Well, well, well. Looks like Minnie's haberdashery is about to get cozy for the next few days.
Yes, it does.
One of them fellas is not what he says he is.
Move a little strange, you're gonna get a bullet. Not a warning, not a question, a bullet.
Woo-hoo! Now we're talking.
So, did he just have some leftover footage from Django Unchained?
They filmed it in 70mm. Of course, he did something weird like he always does with the movie. And I heard at certain theaters that are actually going to have the 70mm screening, he's going to do like they used to do with the old Westerns when you used to go see them, and they're not going to have any credits. They're going to hand out pamphlets with all the credits in them.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. But it looks amazing, of course. What'd you guys think?
I'd see it in a second.
I really like the music at the end. Nice to know.
It looks like there's only about like three locations that they filmed the entire movie at, so you know it's probably going to be really dialogue heavy.
Like every
like some of his earlier film. Well, I mean, some of them.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, some of them, they all are.
Yeah.
But this one really will be.
And by the way, fucking Walton Goggins, Boyd Crowder from fucking Justified. He's awesome. He's in this movie. He's got a bigger role than he did in Django.
Christoph Waltz, dude, Sam Jackson.
It's a lot of people in this fucking movie.
A lot of the same characters. Yeah, not same characters, but repeat actors.
Yeah, it looks really good. Of course I'm going to, but I'm a Tarantino fanboy, so.
Some directors really do have a preference for the actors that they work with.
They write parts specifically for them.
For example, the other news thing that
Two segues in a row, motherfucker.
Would be Martin Scorsese partnering with, again, Leonardo DiCaprio for The Devil in the White City.
Now, it's about the first serial killer, H.H. Holmes, something like that. What's the guy's name, the serial killer's name? I looked him up, and
Greg?
He killed. They suspect that he killed over 200 people, but he only admitted to, like, 27.
It's not H.H.
Yeah.
Greg.
That was early. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Let me look it up.
He built this place called the Castle, which was a hotel. He used different architects to build the building and had like different rooms, torture rooms. He had a room that had gas in it that he could, it's like a vault that he could that had gas to kill people. He had another room that he would put them in there and have like flamethrowers.
Dr. H.H. Holmes. DiCaprio will play Dr. H.H. Holmes, a cunning serial killer believed to have murdered anywhere from 27 to 200 people.
Yep.
At a time when the city of Chicago was enthralled with hosting the World's Fair of 1893.
Fun fact, he lived originally in Orlando, Florida.
Holmes constructed the World's Fair Hotel, an inn more lethal than Bates Motel,
yep,
especially for young single women. The sociopath used charm and guile to lure guests into what
I always use Chung Lee. She's better.
Yeah. As a murder castle. A haunt that has a gas chamber, crematorium, and a dissecting table where Holmes would murder his victims and strip their skeletons to sell for medical and scientific study.
Ew, oh, that is awesome.
God. Yep. This is real?
Three different families he had. Leo's going to play him.
And yeah, this is during the 1800s.
You know what, yep. You know what I said when I saw Martin Scorsese is doing this again with Leo DiCap?
What?
Give that man his Oscars.
Yeah, I wish.
It's just a joke now. They're not going to give it to
him. I think
give
at this point,
it's just funny.
Just give him the goddamn Oscar.
It gets funnier every time.
For the love of all that's holy, give that man his Oscar.
Pay that man his monies.
Thank you.
Nice.
That's all he wants. He just wants an Oscar.
Another
He's like, what do you want? Do you want me to play a murderer? Do you want me to play a lovesick guy that kills himself for the woman he wants? Do you want me to play a retard? Do you want me to play a man that has to be a recluse? What do you want? What do you want?
Yeah, a slave master, a fucking...
I'll put my head in a goddamn iron mask. Like, what the fuck do you need from me?
I'll act like I'm on Quaaludes? What do you want from me, Academy?
Seriously, at this point, they're trolling Leo hard.
They really are just trolling him.
They're fucking with
him.
Like,
we know you're awesome. Yeah. We just fuck you.
Yeah. Well, you'll get a posthumous one if you're lucky. Like, maybe. We'll think about it.
What if there's some, like, what's it called? Like maybe he doesn't have, like, an Actors Equity card or something.
Oh, or maybe he's missing
Screen
like
Actors Guild.
Yeah.
He didn't sign up.
Yeah, maybe he's missing like he missed the payment. He missed the payment once.
Oh, do you think he fucked do you think he fucked someone over?
Yeah.
Do you think he fucked like an Academy's wife at one point?
That's another thing.
They've been blackmailing him all this time.
African American mailing him.
Yeah.
Because he's banged just about every hot waitress, actress in Hollywood.
No, it's easy on Tiger Woods. That's Tiger Woods.
I think it's because he's still friends with Kirk Cameron.
Yeah.
And that's not something that you want to admit publicly.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. You can't, you know. That'll fuck you up forever.
I forgot about that.
Well, he was on that show, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Oh, he was so cute.
Oh, he was so young then.
Baby.
Yeah.
That's probably what did it. You're probably right, Sean. By the way, turn yourself up a little bit. It's hard to hear you.
No, I'm not going to.
Okay, fine. That's better.
Get turned up. Go ahead.
Turned up for what?
I have croquetas and they're delicious.
Ooh, sounds good. Anywho, I would totally see this movie. I would see both of those movies. Both of those movies I'm incredibly excited for. I like both those actors.
Yeah, I'm fascinated just by serial killers in general. Like, in this one, like you were saying, it was kind of like the first, like, known one.
Ooh.
Or at least, like, the first famous one, I guess. But, yeah, he was, H.H. Holmes was a piece of
shit. I mean, I'm sure you've read, but you read about him. This guy was fucking crazy. Like, not just crazy, but brilliant. Like, and most of them are. Most serial killers are brilliant. They're not
very
stupid.
Calculating.
Yeah.
Ugh. I don't understand what Hateful Eight's about. So this guy's going to hang this girl, but they go to like
a hotel. Apparently from that, he's going to hang her. I mean, it's a Tarantino movie. Who knows?
Yeah, Tarantino. They're because the majority of movies give away the entire movie in the trailer just to get you to try
he
and go
won't.
See it.
He
Whereas
won't.
Tarantino has his name to hang on it, so he'll give you just enough to be like, hey,
just
look, it's a new Tarantino movie.
Yeah, just
so.
The tip.
This use of the N-word for no reason.
There's going to be a lot of N-words in this. That's why he doesn't care. That's why I love him.
It doesn't
him.
Matter. He is Sam Jackson. He has the street cred he needs.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
He can drop whatever he wants. But he can drop it if it's hot, for example.
Yeah. Or like it's hot. Sheriffs are asking for armored trucks to wage war on marijuana.
That makes sense.
Well, yeah.
Wage war?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they want like them to convert their armored trucks into tanks.
No, like the war on drugs.
If you're going to wage war on drugs, you need to be outfitted like a warrior. That seems to be the rationale behind hundreds of police departments requesting for armored trucks submitted to the Pentagon between 2012 and 2014. The request unearthed in the Freedom of Information Act request shed light on how the war on drugs has directly contributed to the militarization of local police forces in recent years.
That sounds good.
Police departments can request a surplus of military gear from the Pentagon through the Department of Defense.
Why do we have a surplus?
Which does... What do you mean,
we're
why?
Not giving it to Iraq anymore.
We have so much money that we pump into the fucking military. You can make you so much shit.
We don't have that much money. We're in debt, like a lot of it.
No, but the military has plenty.
Why?
Good. There
they
you go.
They already
and
made
that's,
the stuff.
That's a good question. Which doles out hundreds of millions of dollars in military goods to cops each year. The equipment includes everything from underwear to office equipment to armored combat vehicles. After Ferguson, when images of local cops training assault rifles on peaceful protesters from we know what happened. Focuses on the request.
No, I don't know what happened a year ago. Tell me.
So this black guy got shot.
Mm-hmm.
Craig Ferguson killed him.
But he didn't need to get shot.
Yeah. Why not?
He wasn't doing anything wrong. He was like running away or something, and another guy, a policeman, shot him.
Oh, that sounds fucked up.
But before
people
that,
should get angry about that.
Before
he was
that,
running away.
Before that, his mother told him, or his new stepmom told him, protect the family.
Are you going to protect the family, Michael?
Are you going to protect the family, Michael? So, we're confusing things. Focuses on requests for armored combat vehicles, arguably the most iconic piece of police military equipment in the post-Ferguson era. Among the requests, Mother Jones obtained the most frequently cited...
It's been a year. I wouldn't call it an era.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
So post...
Ferguson.
Post Ferguson.
I can't hear you.
Era.
Shut up! Get those croquetas out of your mouth!
But they're so delicious.
So yeah, post Ferguson era.
Post Ferguson era. That's like post 9/11
Yes.
Era?
Never forget.
Are
so
we
the
still
era
in it?
From 9/11 is over now because now we're in a...
Post Ferguson.
It's a new era.
No, actually, Sean, if you remember... It's post 9/11, then it was in this post Obama, and then it's post.
But Obama's still president, and it's not post Obama.
God damn it.
Good Obama, come on!
See?
God, keep terrible. Obama in president, you know.
You know.
We still got another, like, 15 months of this.
Are we
you know,
still
before...
in post Ferguson era?
Yeah, we're still in post Ferguson.
Until something else happens.
Keep Obama in president, you know!
Among the requests Mother Jones obtained, the most frequently cited rationale for needing an armored vehicle was drugs.
What?
What? So frustrating.
Dutch, how many armored vehicles are in Colorado right now?
Yeah, how many armored vehicles are busting down pot places?
Does everyone in Colorado drive an armored car?
Everybody?
No. I've only seen every once in a while see them at like a bank pickup or drop off, and that's about it.
Fully, it says, by contrast, police departments rarely cite hostage situations, terrorist attacks, or armed gunmen as rationale. At least 7 departments explicitly cited marijuana in their vehicle request.
Did they yell it like that?
Yeah.
Marijuana!
Trying pot with methamphetamines for the drugs that show up most often in the documents. In 2012, Sheriff Tom Bosky of Shasta County, California, requested 2 armored tactical vehicles to be used during apprehension of suspect in both marijuana and a high-risk search warrant for service for drug offenders.
That would be the most docile war ever.
Yeah.
You'd rather start a war on coffee.
But yeah, but the thing is that there... Oh, here, in 2016, the sheriff of Sumter County, Florida...
Woo!
...requested one armored vehicle, partly because his office had located several marijuana grows both in... Doors. What, Marie?
Everyone from Russia.
You're an asshole.
I love it. Pretty sure it's over.
Done.
Oh, it's not over till we say it's over.
Done!
The laughing
God, he
funny.
Was so freaking buff, I couldn't believe it.
Okay.
Ferguson!
Several marijuana grows both indoor and outdoors in Sumter County. Here's how other departments wanted to wage war on pot from the contract A. Humory of the.
I love the fact that, like, we're the only ones that can enjoy him out of that dumb bit. I'm sure we're just pissing off our listeners with it.
Rural areas, much of Charlotte County, many SWAT teams, search warrants served in these areas. for large marijuana
grow. I just imagine them busting into homes and then like machine gun shooting the actual plant.
Die, plant, die.
And then they turn around. Have a nice day, ma'am.
Freedom.
We're free.
I saved you from that marijuana plant.
You're welcome.
It was very dangerous.
Why did you
got it all wrong.
Why did you kill my dog? Oh, fuck.
Oh. That's dumb.
All right, Marie, your turn. You read a story now.
You read.
I don't know if I can top that story. Can I try with women's health is taxed by makeup, too?
Oh, yeah, this is a good one.
What does that mean?
This is from treehugger.com.
Taxed by makeup?
You'll see.
Uh-huh.
You'll love this
treehugger.com.
one.
Treehugger.com.
Makeup is putting a tax on women?
You'll see.
Sean's homepage, treehugger.com.
Hey.
What?
You're a tree.
It's accurate.
It is. You're very tall, like a tree. You relate. Makeup, in short, is a norm, and nothing ruins a first impression like a norm violation.
What's norm?
That was the worst sentence I've ever read.
Oh, that's when Norm McDonald is the alarm on your house.
Norm!
Oh, I thought it was the guy that sits at the bar and orders beers.
You're right. It might be both.
I guess they're talking about the very real and troubling phenomena of the makeup tax.
Okay.
I'm lost, but I'll continue reading. For those unfamiliar with the concept, the makeup tax refers to the time and money that women spend on doing their makeup and hair in order to achieve a certain minimum appearance of professionalism.
Oh, God.
This tax is on the men that don't have to worry about it.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, please.
You can yell in outrage.
I want to hear everything and just get
it. Yeah, let's hear it all and then we'll
react.
Yeah,
I'm trying to, yes.
And is essentially another form of pay inequality.
Oh, I get it.
Even many women who do not feel a social pressure to wear makeup in public. And there's plenty of research to show that women who wear makeup are more likely to get paid and promoted more.
Yep.
So what do they want?
Yeah, because normally you're gross and then you go in for a half hour and then you look pretty.
There's another way that women pay the makeup tax, one that's much harder to quantify. I'm talking about the price women pay with their health in the pursuit of looking put together. Most people only hear about the most serious cases of health problems caused by cosmetics, like botched Botox jobs or the link between tanning beds and cancer. But there's also a growing concern about many ingredients commonly found in makeup and personal care products. For example, phthalates are a class of chemicals that are commonly found in personal care products, as well as other household items that have been linked to hormone disruption. Another study shows that maternal exposure to high levels of whatever those were during pregnancy was associated with lower IQs for their children. In other cases, chemicals that are known to be harmful end up in cosmetics at unacceptably high levels. Are you
so
okay?
What do they want?
Yeah.
What do they want?
Kill it.
Are you okay?
Do they want me? Do they want me to wear makeup to feel better? Like, I don't understand.
It would help.
Just spend 30 minutes doing something every day that takes a little bit of time.
Yeah.
And then pay us the same amount as you.
But I don't want to. Okay, but what do you want us to do in 30? Okay, you guys should get paid the same.
Here's what I don't like about the tone about what she's writing is that, okay, we weren't born when the whole social evolution of makeup is good and not is bad.
Right.
We're not the ones who dictate that. It's just, like I said, social evolution. For whatever reason, that's the norm and that's the acceptable part. Why are we the ones to blame for something that just evolved naturally?
I don't understand. I get that they do it. But who are they blaming? I don't understand. Who are they blaming?
I think they're blaming us for, like, you know, you're the one making, you know, putting our kids at risk for being retards because of the horrible chemicals. Look, we're not the ones making you do it. It's just what the norm is. I'm sorry, but the norm is that, like, if I had my druthers, I would just get all super fat and grow a beard and be all smelly and not put deodorant on. But social norm says, no, don't do that. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's what you do to be more presentable.
I'll skip ahead to further down this article where it says the ideal answer to these issues may be let's stop using makeup.
Okay.
No,
but it's not
Hold
that
on.
Simple.
Jesse, why don't you want to stop using makeup?
Because I look like a little gremlin without makeup on.
Right, right. Because it's like, well, no, I look good.
I look disgusting.
What if some people want to wear, like this thing, what if people just want to wear makeup?
I don't usually wear makeup to work.
No, Marie doesn't.
It's the story we had last night, the woman who doesn't want to wear tampons anymore.
I don't wear makeup to work.
Fuck that. I will put on makeup whenever I have to do some sort of presentation or I have to take a photo of myself. And I know that that's happening during the day. Otherwise, who the fuck am I impressing?
The midgets.
Yeah, I have to impress.
Did you wear makeup
people.
When you went to your interview?
Yep.
There you go. That's what they're addressing.
I know, but I don't do it every day. I do it on special occasions
well,
where I know
according
I need.
According to this article, you just made your future kid retarded.
We don't want a kid, so it's great.
No, it's like it's like smoking a little bit. It's fine in small doses.
Right.
Or doing fine. A little bit of meth.
Only a little meth. Not a lot of meth. You just try it out, only on special occasions, and then
you
say no.
Are you guys holding out on the meth?
Just a little bit.
No, Sean, only on special occasions. You'll get your package at Christmas.
Thank you.
Why don't men have to pay a putting up with your bullshit tax?
We do.
Because there's that whole side life. Of it. There's a pulling up with
it's
your goddamn...
It's called Valentine's Day.
Yeah, fucking anniversaries, birthdays, literally every time you fucking think you're ugly, we have to spend 30 minutes of our lives reassuring you you're not ugly. How about the tax we have to fucking pay? Let's be fair here. What about that? We have to fucking listen to go, I got it. How about the listening to how boring your friend is at work tax? I don't fucking want to do it, but I do it for the good of society. So right. How about you smather on some fucking paint on your face for the good of society if I have to hear about Linda in accounting again? How about that?
If I had my way, I'd be like, you don't talk ever unless I ask you a question. But I don't because I'm a good guy.
You are Dennis from Always Sunny Dutch. You're just him. You're the same guy.
By the way, Ma says we as humans are naturally repulsed by ugly. It's a nature thing, not a society thing. I don't know.
We are repulsed by some other
societies. Like they have where everybody's like, you know, back in the day, being fat was attractive because it meant you were wealthy.
Ma brings something else up. Men pay more for shaving supplies. How about my tax? How about ruining all my Dollar Club shaver taxes on your legs?
Right.
How about that
the
tax?
The fact that we have to sit here and do that. That's okay. There you go. That's a good little thing. A half hour. We're not a half hour. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know why you girls take a half hour.
Excuse you.
Spider McGee says numerous women
not because of me, it's because of what you look like to each other. That's the biggest problem I have with this article.
My legs do not ruin your razors more than your face ruins your razors.
Fair enough. Spider McGee says numerous women have also complained about a Cosby tax. Well, that's not really a tax. That's more of a small vacation from remembering things.
Yeah.
Which sounds delightful.
Having like a slightly sore butthole.
Yeah, it sounds delightful.
Why does it got to be the butthole?
It's always.
I mean, I know why it's got to be the butthole.
It's always
got to
be the butthole.
Why is it got to be the butthole?
It's always
for you.
That's how Dr. Huxley liked it.
He did. Everyone knows it. Butt stuff.
Well, we accurately described all the situations and when women still need to wear makeup, so we didn't need to read the rest of treehugger.com.
No.
Excellent.
It's great.
No, literally, they just said all the things that we just said. Good. In a stupider way because it's on a stupid liberal site.
No, hold on.
What?
Like, what part of it?
All
like
of it.
We shaving.
Do you,
and
oh,
like
a, you want me to read it now?
Sure.
Okay. They said it would be nice if we could deconstruct and dismantle the standards of appearance for women so that we don't feel pressured to wear makeup. TV shows and movies could feature more women barefaced. Magazines could shoot their cover girls without erasing every pimple and freckle.
Pause real quick. I apologize. That very first one, TVs and movie shows. I'll give you two right now. True Detective. And
yep.
Orange is the New Black.
Yep. No makeup on those shows.
Fucking what's her face? Regina George from Mean Girls look not pretty. And they did it on purpose. And it was brilliant. And plus with Orange is the New Black, all those bitches look horrible because they intentionally made them not wear makeup because they wanted to be real.
But I love women empowerment. The way it works is don't tell us to wear makeup. But if you're a woman that wants to wear it, how dare you? But so you're only empowered one way.
Right.
You're only empowered not to wear makeup.
It's
but what
our
if you,
choice.
What if you like it?
It's our choice.
Like, what if you feel like
we're going to be fickle and we're going to change our minds and we're going to make you have to accept both sides because we're not going to know what we want to do tomorrow.
You can't change society.
I just blew your mind.
You can't change society.
Hold on a second. Say that again.
I said, I'm going to make you have to agree to both sides because I'm not going to be able to decide what I want to do tomorrow.
It's like, I don't fucking care.
Like, if I decide I want to wear makeup tomorrow, fucking accept it. If I don't want to wear makeup tomorrow, fucking accept it.
This is a day-to-day struggle that I deal
now,
with.
Now, if
just
I
from having a girlfriend.
The kind of way I look now because I'm but if but the other side of it is, so if that's the way it works is, then why do men have to shave their faces? Every man should just have a fucking humongous beard.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Mountain men.
Beards are cool.
You know, have a fucking have a humongous fucking beard
and a penis.
And a penis and
you should
know,
have a humongous beard and penis, yes.
It's like, you know, don't. If you show up like as a fucking slob, a girl's not going to want to fuck you. This same bitch is not going to go, oh, you saw that guy that showed up in the free ESPN t-shirt and the And1 shorts?
Okay,
let's fuck him.
I got one for you.
Yeah.
How about some of the jobs that make you shave your face?
Yeah. What about the jobs that make me shave my face? If you work at Publix or shit or fucking...
Yeah, fuck Publix. I couldn't have a beard.
McDonald's?
Disney?
Yeah. Yes.
We're saying the same thing.
Magic, bro.
Yep.
Actually, they're starting to allow it in some circumstances.
Yeah, but they have to, like, judge it.
Yeah.
Like, right. It's got to be a good beard.
Uh-huh. What if you're one of the dwarves?
Exactly. It has to be a good beard, and you have to be a midget.
Yeah. Those people are small.
So tiny.
They're very tiny.
But yes, to answer your point, Dutch, about the whole two-sidedness, the second paragraph goes on to say, even though I wear makeup rarely, and to be fair, I usually work from home, I still feel the need to reach out for concealer and mascara when I head to a big conference or when faced with a particularly important in-person interview.
Then don't do it.
Don't do it.
Nobody's telling you to.
How is anybody? Yes, no one is forcing you to. Like I said, social norms dictate that that's presentable.
What were you going to say, Jesse?
You think it's like if I was as smart as Marie, I wouldn't wear as much makeup.
So that's
but I'm not as smart as Marie, so I got to make up in other categories.
She's doing a good job.
Are you saying you make up for the qualities that you have?
I do.
That's why it's called makeup.
I'm making up for not being as smart.
Hello.
Perfect.
Make up for your motherfucking blemishes.
That homely ass bitch be smart as fuck.
Yeah.
If you're going to go like on... And that's the thing, like, you know, that no one's making this bitch wear concealer. Like, if you want to look like a fucking... Like some sort of org, that's on you. You know, no one's judging you, but then don't be upset when other people have a reaction and run from you because they think you're some sort of dragon beast.
Yeah.
What if I dress up as some sort of dragon beast for an interview? That would be cool. Ooh. Right?
I would hire you immediately.
I just come in like an orc.
Are you
from,
a real dragon
from
man?
Lord of the Rings? Just come in.
She's got superpowers. Do we have to hire her?
I did my makeup right?
What?
I spent 7 hours in the makeup chair to get me to look like this.
It said dress to impress. So I did.
Dennis says, I also constantly feel the need to reach out for mascara. It's a thing.
Well, he's from the Ukraine and they do things a little differently over there.
Yeah, they eat it over there.
It's not for your pubes.
It's delicious.
You could use it for whatever you want. Once I buy it, I can use my mascara.
You tell me how to do it.
All right. I just thought of something. We could invent a pube crimper, like an eyelash crimper, and I bet people would buy it.
No.
I bet we would make millions. Second.
I want 10 of them.
In fact, I think my girlfriend has one. I could do it right now with my
pube crimper.
Aren't they already crimpy?
They're
well,
curly.
No. You would just need to like straighten them out so it just kind of flows
ew.
Out. Like... No, just like think of it Dutch, like think Dutch of it like is, the feathered look, but for your pubes,
like Farrah hair.
Yes,
Dutch is trying to get Kelsey's crimper and use it on his pubes.
Do not use her eyelash crimper on your pubes.
You should.
Don't do it.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
Don't do it. Okay, he's doing it. He's still.
Oh, he didn't find it. He didn't find it.
Did you?
Maybe she hides the crimpers.
Did you find an eyelash crimper?
Yeah, no luck.
Damn it.
Oh.
She knows.
Yeah, she knows you would use it on your pubes.
She's
that's
like,
why.
Yeah, I need to hide these.
All right, men.
Pubes again.
If you have a woman that has an eyelash crimper, use it on your pubes in front of her just to see how she reacts.
Hashtag,
and then tell us about it.
Hashtag crimp your pubes.
Hashtag crimp your pubes.
Oh, God.
Baby, where's your eyelash crimper?
I need it for my eyelashes.
I need it for my eyelashes.
My ball eyelashes.
Even though I don't already have the most... fucking full eyelashes any male has ever been given on this planet.
Your eyelashes are fantastic, Sean.
It's ridiculous.
I don't know what you do.
They are dreamy. I get lost in them.
Mm-hmm.
Are you using that as a cover up for your pubes? Are you talking about your pubes or
both actually.
Both.
I imagine your facial hair looks a lot like your pubes.
Smelly.
I have no facial hair.
Oh,
exactly. It's kind of patchy.
Curtains match the drapes.
It's
no, I said that wrong.
Kind of patchy.
Right. I don't know.
He's doing good.
I really feel like, because if you just built it so it was wide enough for your whole pubic area where you could just one fell swoop, just like cramp and then like go out the door, I would feel more confident. I don't have Jesse convinced.
No.
For the Asians that have such straight hair and they need more volume on their pubes, they're going to need a
like
crimper.
Scrunch spray?
Yeah.
Ew, it would get all crunchy.
Bean is so small.
I really think that we have something going here.
I don't know.
I would like any listener to please do me a favor.
Put your pubes in your girlfriend's eyelash scruncher now.
Thank you. Thank you.
And take a picture.
It's kind of like when you people were putting their dicks in high heels. Oh. Take pictures of your pube mound and you're crimping it with an eyelash.
It's a dick and a heel.
Tweet it to at Daniel Tosh. No, wait.
No, he'll take it. No,
well,
tweet it to
us. He takes all the rest of our bits.
I know. Don't give it to
fuck
him.
Fuck you, Tosh.
I feel like one of the writers is a listener to our show.
Sometimes it's eerie,
way
right?
Too many common
it's
things.
It's a little
happening.
Eerie sometimes. I'm like, dude, come on.
Like, I understand. Next. What's that whole phrase of like, you know, like a commonality of, yeah. of jokes? Or,
parallel
you know
parallel
I mean?
Thinking. Parallel thinking.
Parallel thinking. I understand that, but there's been way too many instances where like, wait a minute.
Let's see. What do we want to go to next besides crimping your pubes?
Men. Oh.
No, not personally. I meant like in the show, also men.
I know what you want, Sean. It's fine. It's legal now.
It is.
Mm-hmm. What do we want to go to?
Ebor. I know.
No.
At least go to the...
By the way, for the last story while you guys find that, Maul says, I understand wanting to end catcalling, the wage gap, victim shaming, etc., but this far left BS is ruining feminism.
Somebody pointed to, I think it was, I was listening to one of Nick Swartzen's newer bits, and he was talking about catcalling, and he brought up a good point. He goes, you know, I get it. It's annoying when you're running and construction workers are like, woo, you're so hot. But, you know, can you imagine how you would feel if you were running and they were doing the opposite? Like, ew! Boom! Stop running, you ugly whore! Like, you know, you would go
Who
home and go like,
doing that now.
They're so mean to me. Like, you know, that's a good point. Like, you know, I get cat, but it's also nice. Like, you know, wow, I'm fucking hot.
They
you
find
know.
You attractive.
That's what I say to myself when I'm on the elliptical. Like, gross! Keep running, you fat lord! Just keep going!
I've never been directly yelled at or talked to in passing. However, there is a certain circumstance of something that happens to me all the time, and I get upset if it doesn't happen. So,
oh, the look up and down?
No, no, it's something specific.
They
I
kidnap
do,
you and then kill all of your family members in some sort of genocide?
No, that Close. Already happened.
Anybody else have a guess?
And I'm pretty bitter about it. And no one? Anyone?
Keep,
okay.
Keep going.
So I do a lot of outdoor long distance running. Used to be a cross country runner. So I'm jogging, you know, in my neighborhood and everything. If I see a lawn care guy or some sort of worker drive by me and not do the head out the window backwards look, I'm like, fuck you.
Oh, that happens a lot to you?
Because it happens every time.
Like, head, well, he has to be gay.
Head out the window, like, oh, back look around. It's like, it was like a...
Yeah,
like because there's always two of them. Yep. So there's always one in the passenger seat, one in the driver's seat, and the passenger seat guy has to do that to notify the driver. Hey, did you check that girl out as we drove by? Yep.
I like to do whenever I see guys running the lake. I like to yell at them.
What do you say?
I'm like, yeah, bitch. I bet you're real nice to your mom. Or just like just polite things.
I love polite catcalling. That is amazing.
Polite catcalling is great.
I bet you pay your taxes all the year long.
It's fucking really good.
I don't know.
We really should
like
polite catcall people. Yeah. They make them feel a lot better.
Hey, girl, I bet you got a great credit score.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you visit your grandma.
Hey, girl, you're going to make a great nurturing mother one day.
You could cook me a good dinner. Mmm.
This guy was catcalling me, but it was really sweet.
You really know how to put an outfit together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's just nice. I like that.
The Perfect Mistress revealed wealthy men seek blonde-haired students with athletic figures. Athletic African-Americans. 32D bust and a passion for yoga, according to Sugar Daddy dating site.
Wait, blonde African-Americans?
it's the perfect mistress.
No, figures. I was making a joke. Married men look to have an affair, seek blonde-haired students with athletic physiques and a passion for yoga, according to Sugar Daddy dating
That's
website.
That's probably because they want to just see him in yoga pants.
Well, if you want to have an affair, you want to get the type that you can...
Bend?
That you want.
Quality yeah. adulterers look for in their bit of the side also include green eyes, 32D bust, and open mind. Well, yeah, if you're going to cheat, you're not going to cheat with a fucking horse.
If I'm going to do this, if I'm going to potentially ruin my marriage, lose my kids, half of my income for the next 10 years, and my house, I'm going to get the one
I want.
At least
she's got an open mind. I can respect that.
Well, you have to have an open mind if you're going to have an affair.
She's not having one. Just him.
What hey, girl, I bet you got a real open your mind.
I'm looking, I was looking at the web, Seeking Arrangements is the name of the website. They had a commercial for it.
Pornhub?
Oh, I thought that was Ashley Madison.
Well, sort of. Founded in 2006, the website currently boasts over 5 million members. Seeking Arrangements was founded by MIT grad and online dating expert Brandon Wade.
Ugh.
So the perfect mistress is between 26 to 31 years old, blonde, green-eyed, athletic build, breast size 32D, ethnicity white, occupation student with bachelor's degree, relationship status single, smoking habits non-smoker, drinking habits social drinker, type of allowance provided. Oh, you have to have an allowance, apparently. Moderate allowance up to 3,200 pounds. Keywords, yoga, energetic, sensual, and open-minded.
I'm like 8 out of 10. I don't have the boobs.
You could get that fixed, like, you know, cosmetically. And then you could get paid to be someone's mistress.
Oh, well, I'm don't not single that. Either. Yeah. That's why I said 8 out of 10. I don't have the
Marie's
boobs.
Not single either, but with enough money.
Everybody has a price at this point.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Let's be honest here. I mean, you're going to go fucking bang a fucking old dude with a fuck barely pushing rope? Yeah, if you get enough money for it, sure.
If he has crimped pubes.
Yeah, he has to have very
That's
sexy.
My criteria.
I fucking love crimped pubes.
I want that to be a category in dating sites now. Mm-hmm. How crimped are your pubes?
I thought it was going to be a category on Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm. Get to basically.
Apparently, we have a video. Of Sugar Daddy.
I was wondering why.
I pulled it up now. It's a video from women that use the website dishing on their sugar daddies.
Best gift would be a Chanel handbag.
That's
he
it.
My personal ACM.
Meet the Sugar Baby Brigade. Their mission to meet a millionaire.
She's Australian.
Easy money, I guess.
Yep.
I'm just going on one day a week.
For an older man to have a younger companion, I don't see any issue with that.
Now, many would call a model marrying a man three times her age cringeworthy, but to these ladies, it's catching worthy.
I reckon
you gotta love that too. If a fat broad is dating a hot guy, the women are like, "Oh my god, you go, girl! Women power. It doesn't matter what you look like."
No, but the majority of the time, they're just like, "How the fuck is he with her?
He must be really funny."
Yeah, or really rich.
Or she must be really funny.
Yeah,
Gregor would have to be getting over millions.
Do you think you'd ever date a man like Jeffrey Edelstein?
No.
If the opportunity presented itself, who knows?
Liar.
By that she meant money.
I enjoy their company, I enjoy teaching them, and enjoy going out with them.
I enjoy giving them spankings.
But the 71-year-old claims women fall for his charisma, not his checkbook.
Yeah.
I think that's a minor attraction.
The doctor's latest squeeze is glam 25-year-old Gabby Greco.
The women would be attracted to Jeffrey Edelstein because of his reputation and his job, and they would benefit out of that.
But being a sugar baby isn't all champagne and caviar.
Had a guy message me and he wanted to pay me for stepping on snails.
On snails?
Game on! Line them up.
Stepping on snails.
What did you say, Jesse? Did you say game on?
Yeah.
Game on.
Woo!
He's got the plan.
Line them up.
Wait, why would you want somebody to kill a fucking invertebrate? Like, why? What is the joy of that?
It's an extension of his ego, his narcissism, and it's a big statement that he is actually a stud.
Psychologist Sandy Ray warns women looking for a sugar daddy, there's no such thing as a free ride.
There is a very big power imbalance in this relationship. It's he has the money. He has.
It's been a very Australian heavy show today.
It's the prestige. He has access to a lifestyle that she would like. And at any moment, he could pull the pin and leave.
The pin? He could pull the pin?
He can pull his
that
pin?
That woman flailing. Not a problem.
Does she look like a sugar mom? She's a fucking ugly bitch. Like
no,
this
I
one
think
here?
She's
I don't
one
know.
Of
you
the,
don't, I can't see the
we
video.
We can't see the video.
Can you see me? You guys sound like all the time.
Is there a sugar mama?
I love
mama's?
How you always go into that impression when you fuck up and don't do things right.
Is there a sugar like. Mama's one where it's just like regular moms that'll
Cougars.
Date?
Cougar Town.
Oh,
for Narita, who has a high-powered job in the financial industry, she's simply looking for a man who is just as successful.
If you're young, dating an older man, oh, she must be a gold digger. But hang on a second, I'm financial.
Hang on a second, have you heard
but
that Kanye
she ain't
song?
No, broke. No. Oh, my button.
Don't
secure,
do it.
And I'm successful, so, you know.
And both these ladies insist there's been no funny business included on their dates.
They insist.
There's been no funny business, you fucking liars.
I think they assume.
No, actually, what they were saying is they didn't watch the movie Funny Business.
Oh, that's
oh.
During their dates.
They'll actually say, like, look, this is not what I want. And, yeah, they just say good luck.
What's your response?
Now, do these women always have an EDM song playing in their head at all times? Because apparently
I was
they
say,
do.
What's up with the bed music?
To some people who might judge them or you.
DM.
Honey, like, concentrate on your own life. Because at
the
end of the day,
is
you're
is
paying so much attention to someone else's, you know.
And it's like a 3-second loop.
Yeah, it's
lifestyle.
Just the thing from Avicii.
What are you
it's like,
really
okay,
doing in your own?
Levels.
So, each to their own.
Okay, so, I mean.
Each to their own.
Good for them. I mean, if the guy could afford them, go for it, you know?
My my brother's good buddy, Greg, is a sugar daddy. Because he's kind of like a good-looking, metrosexual kind of black guy. And he's banging like a 58-year-old woman. But she buys everything for him.
How old is he?
He's like 25, 26.
He's banging a 50-year-old?
She thinks she's like, last I checked was 57, 58.
That's a big difference. Ooh, she must be loaded.
Oh, she is loaded.
Hell yeah. I can get behind that.
Greg's like, dude, I don't give a shit. He's like, you know, as long as I give it to her on the regular and I, you know, I live at her house. So she has some sort of a companion. She doesn't care if I go out and party without her. And usually that's when I get, you know, I hook up with real girls.
Real so. Girls.
That's what he said.
Does she have kids?
Real squirrels.
She does, actually. I think she has 2 kids around the same age as him.
Yikes.
I hope he wasn't
banging
them.
She's, you know,
them.
An older white woman who just wants a black guy, but like a non-threatening black guy because, he, like I said,
she
he's
just,
kind of like a metro dude.
She just wants what she wants.
Mom, stop.
So, yeah, no, dude. Like, it goes the other way as jingle. Well. It's basically why I was telling you that. Like, yeah, it definitely... I know a person personally that is doing this right now.
Oh, I just love the big Negro dick. That's all.
Oh, yeah. Just a huge fan of it.
That was clean. I'm going to go ahead and say that was clean at 8:52. Because I am writing this shit down. I am
good call.
Out.
I didn't even think about it.
No filing.
Cutting that out tonight.
It's just mean.
We missed you, Sean.
Let me try again, Sean. Don't judge me on that one. Let me try again. Please, please. Just give me one more shot. Okay.
All right.
Oh, I sure love me that big uncircumcised Negro dick.
Uh-huh. All right.
Better? Man, that wasn't the same feeling.
No, I don't
want
like
me
it
to do
one
more. It's organic.
You want me to try
one
first
like
one
it.
When
no.
It's organic?
No,
that's
it
the
better
best.
When it...
No fly list uses predictive assessment instead of hard evidence, U.S. admits.
I'll give you some hard evidence.
Now, what is a predictive
so
assessment?
So profiling, which is what they should be doing.
The Obama administration's...
Boo!
Come on, Dutch. Go ahead.
Great, good Obama, come on!
It's Obama, Obama.
No fly list and broader watch list system is based on predicting crimes rather than relying on records or demonstrate offenses. That
they're all Sherlock Holmes?
Wait, future crimes?
Yes.
Minority like report?
Minority report.
Ooh.
In
African American report.
Good point. Thank you. That's very-
God damn it! You got all of us on that one.
Fuck you, Sean. That was good.
Oh, it's a new one.
Oh, god damn.
That's racism, man. I love to racism,
bro. We're usually
bro.
Looking for the word black, but you actually got us
fucking
on that.
Minority.
Good job, dude.
I never thought it was minority. God damn it. You added something to the list.
Good job.
In a little noticed filing before an Oregon federal judge.
Oregon or Oregon?
Or a don't.
Or a will.
I don't know if that's how that works.
Are you an Aura will or Nora can't? That's my campaign. Vote for Royce, governor of Oregon. In a little notice filing before an Oregon federal judge, the U.S. Justice Department and the FBI, female body inspectors.
Who?
Female body inspectors.
Oh, I got that shirt.
Yeah, it's great. They're hilarious, oh, these guys.
So funny.
Usually ends up with a date rape charge. What? The stopping U.S. and other citizens from traveling on airplanes is a matter of predictive assessment. Predictive assessment upon potential threats, the government asserted in May.
Yeah, a better word for profiling, which is what they should be fucking doing.
Yeah, that's what it is.
By its very nature, identifying individuals who may be a threat to civil aviation or national security is predictive judgment intended to prevent future acts of terrorism. In an uncertain context, Justice Department officials Benjamin C. Miser and Anthony J. Coppolino told the court May 28th. Judgments concerning such potential threats to aviation and national security call upon unique prerogatives of executive in assessing such threats. It is believed that the new government's most direct knowledge to date that people are not allowed to fly because of what the government believes they might do and not what they've already done. The declaration comes in a longstanding case brought.
They didn't let me fly because they knew I was going to check out that ass.
Brought by the ACLU arguing.
It just slaps a NSA guy. So I'd be like, nice ass.
It's the TSA that's doing this? That gets to
yes, the TSA.
TSA.
Well, those people are like
brilliant.
No, they're like right? Walmart employees with badges. They're very entitled Walmart employees.
Remember that story in Denver? These couple of them would intentionally like quote flag somebody so the gay guy would be able to fill up a good looking dude.
Yep.
Oh,
which, by the way, I think happened to me.
Arguing the government does not provide significant.
Flatter yourself.
Yeah, that's what I told
him. I'm not flattering. I'm telling you. I remember when we talked about the story about 2 months ago.
On Friday, the ACLU asked Judge Anna Brown to conduct her own review of the error rate in the government's prediction modeling. Oh, this sounds so boring. I believe this is the first case in which the court is being asked to review the basis for the government's predictive model for blacklisting, African-American listing, people who have never been charged, let alone convicted of a violent crime. That's kind of fucked up, though. If you haven't been convicted of anything, you should be allowed to fly, right?
Right, but, like, it's... They're not talking about that. They're talking about, like, people spotting people out
No. They're talking about they put people on a no-fly list because of what they might do.
Well, I have a relative story to this. Yeah. So my boss's son is in the Air Force, and he was dating a girl whose family was from Israel. She is never allowed to get any kind of security clearance strictly because her family's from Israel.
Really?
She is permanently on any type of red flag, don't fly list, anything because she is in the military and she's associating with secure information and her family is in Israel.
Wow, that fucking sucks.
So what does she do? Trains and Greyhound buses?
She
travel?
She's not in... she was in the pilot's category or section, but she's only allowed to get up to a certain level of clearance,
right?
Strictly based on security.
Oh, okay.
So she can only be like a low level
because her family's Israeli
officer. Yeah.
Huh.
With the no-fly list as well, you can even if your name, like, say you have the same name as somebody who's on the no-fly list.
Yeah.
They will not let you or anybody else with that name on there. Even if you can prove that you're not the person that's on the list.
Like that little, remember that four-year-old that happened to have the same name as someone suspected terrorist and they wouldn't let him on the plane? Like, he's four!
He looks suspicious to me.
Yeah. You have to apply and get your list on your name on another list that specifically says, yes, I'm on the no-fly list, but I'm allowed to fly. They can't just take you off.
Yeah, erase it off there?
No, they can't just take you off there because your name matches somebody else's name that's on
there. Well, that makes sense. Yeah, if it matches.
So if they, you know, even though it says clearly, you know, so-and-so is a 40-something-year-old male, and you're like, you know, a 4-year-old child going through with the same name.
You just made me come up with another brilliant idea. I have them all the time, by the way. New brilliant idea. Come up with a really hip club on South Beach called the No Fly List, and then have people have their names on the No Fly List to get into the club. It'd be super cool.
Yeah, that's great until it gets mixed up.
I'm on the No Fly List.
Fuck.
I'm on the list for the No Fly List.
It should just be an Islamist club too. Only.
Well, that's because you're too tiny. Your arms don't generate enough force to get you off the ground.
Sean, we're not actually talking about literally flying.
Yours could.
Well, yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. I don't know if we're doing a True Detective show tonight. We're probably going to do one next week because I'm going to want Dutch to. I want Dutch to watch it.
Yeah, Dutch, get with the program.
Sorry.
All right, it's
way
okay.
to go, asshole.
All right, guys, thanks for listening. It's Cousin Joe tomorrow. Stay tuned for that.
Who?
Halls and Rorschach are back.
They're back and better
be
than
back
ever.
On Saturday.
Yep.
Saturday afternoons. Saturday. Check them out.
So check them out. They're back. So we are.
What's the name of the show?
It's called Halls and Rorschach.
Halls and Rorschach.
There you go.
All right, guys, thanks for listening. Thank you, everyone, for being here. We really appreciate it. Totes priest, guys.
Totes. Brain Stew on Fridays, right?
Yes, Brain Stew. Well, they just did one recently. I posted it yesterday.
Yeah, but
people
actually
listen to that show?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I just thought it was weird. You plug Thursday and Saturday and skip Friday.
Well, Brain Stew's whenever. I don't ever really
see. It's rando now?
Yeah, it's rando.
Rando times?
All right, guys. We're out.
Oh, did you think I meant you? That would be funny if it weren't so sad.